Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, Sports Rage, late night. I am Morency, kicking it. Throwing it down in the Pacific Northwest. You can join us, 844-843-6879. Webb Simpson cashes 23-1. He was 30-1. We discussed it on Game Time Decisions last week. There was late line movement after me and Cam talked about Webb Simpson and isolated a golfer who was favored, one of the favorite picks of the golf hipsters the week before, bounces back in a big way. So Webb Simpson cashes 23-1. We'll get into a little NASCAR here, as the NASCAR race in Talladega was rained out, so it gives us an opportunity, some Monday morning racing, depending on where you are. Nothing wrong with that. Be nice to, you know, listen, it's nice to have live sports on, as I'm tired about talking about the future all the time, right? Like hypotheticals. You know, that's why I like this MLS tournament. We're talking a lot about it because it's actually in a couple of weeks. It's real. It's in a couple of weeks. The NBA season, NBA is like 5 weeks away right now. So yeah, we're sort of getting there. The Raptors are going to roll into Orlando, I think, anytime this week type of deal. Like any day now, actually. The Raptors have permission to get there first. So it's kind of, you know, I think it's actually beneficial for the Raptors. Like number one, the Raptors, since they're the third seed, the Raptors had the choice. So the Raptors are put up in the nice resort. They actually did that, for the record. If you didn't know that, like they actually split it up. There's like three levels of resorts. So basically like the Raptors, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, like the top five, six teams are in the best resort. And then there's a mid-tier resort. And then like the loser teams are in like the loser resort. And I imagine the MLS guys have to sleep in the parking lot. Hey, guys, we're camping tonight. The MLS camping trip. MLS camping trip. All right, so the National Hockey League. Supposedly the NHL is set to announce their hub cities. We'll get into that. We'll get into the NASCAR as well. Talladega, I got a couple of picks of matchup. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, not keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Game time decisions.
Coronavirus for you. Coronavirus for the Philadelphia Phillies. Coronavirus for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the latest breaking news from moments ago. The Clemson Tiger. 28 players. To say this is a train wreck would be an understatement. I don't know. I guess you can say it's positive in the sense that these people are all getting it out. But the thing is, it's just going to continue.
The Sports Grid Network.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
This one is a circle.
Football full circle.
There is a lot of speculation now as to why they haven't stepped up and paid him. These are the same years as McCaffrey. There aren't many guys that have gotten long-term extensions out of that 2017 class. Miami feels like he should be the next one.
Well, why? And the reason is because they don't value safety, and not every team does. You know, safety and running back. It's the one position on each side of the field you don't want to be.
The Sports Grid Network.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Looking forward to this Group C action. The MLS is back. Tournament. Group C, Toronto, New England, Montreal, and DC United. That's going to be a fun group right there. Going to be a lot of goals scored in that group. The Montreal Impact can score, but they can't stop anybody. So I would expect a lot of overs in Montreal Impact games. And DC can score as well. So Toronto, New England, Montreal, and DC. That's a fun group in Group C. We look forward to breaking it down. I look forward to the official announcement of the TV schedule. But we talked about it earlier in the first hour of the program. It's going to be 16 consecutive days. So it starts July 8th, and I believe July 8th is a Wednesday. So it's going to start July 8th and 16 straight days of multiple games of action. Like, bam, bam, bam. It's going to be like a World Cup, except MLS. It's going to be real cool. And basically, look, guys, the MLS tournament will sort of take us into the NBA. The NBA is supposed to be back July 31st, and that's the plan. So MLS will fill that void. Then, boom, hopefully we get the NBA back. All right, we'll go to the phone lines in a second here, 844-843-6879. It looks as though the National Hockey League, I was under the impression that on the 22nd, which I think is tomorrow, Monday, whatever, I don't know, man. You know, all these days are the same in this quarantine stuff, but in this quarantine era. But I was under the impression that, listen, NHL, if you guys are going to do this, like, you have to announce where you're playing, okay? The teams need to know where they're going to go. But we have a story here that on this past Friday, the Canadian government came to an agreement with the National Hockey League. The Canadian government approved the NHL's proposal to use a cohort quarantine approach to players who enter Canada. So basically the deal is, like, anybody, doesn't matter who you are, if you're coming into Canada now, you have to self-isolate and quarantine for 14 days. But that would be a problem, right? You can't bring all these NHL teams in and then they're going to quarantine in a hotel room for 14 days before they even do anything. And they weren't going to do it. Quite frankly, it wouldn't have been a hub city in Canada. But the NHL wants to have a hub city in Canada because it's like over 300 players are from Canada. So it's easier. You got a bunch of Canadian teams that are in the playoffs as well. So they wanted one Canadian hub city. And it appears as if, though, so the deal is the Canadian government said, all right, listen, players can come back. They quarantine, but they can practice. You guys quarantine together. So basically, long story short, they go into their bubble when they come back. All right. And that's been agreed upon. Pierre LeBrun, I believe he works for TSN now. Pierre LeBrun's a big time hockey insider. He's reporting that, although not confirmed slam dunk, because these hockey guys always hedge their bets, but basically, Pierre LeBrun and others are now reporting that Vancouver will indeed be the other hub city along with Las Vegas. Las Vegas and Vancouver. And in fact, there's people in Edmonton right now that are reporting, because Edmonton was in the mix. And they're going to be disappointed. I know Edmonton campaigned hard for this. And there's reports out of Edmonton media right now that the other reports about BC are true. I'm seeing a couple of Oiler reporters are saying, yeah, we're hearing Vancouver is the other hub city. And they're going to announce this in a couple of days. It's going to be Vancouver. We had Vancouver on the list the whole time. I thought Toronto would end up being the place when it's all said and done, but Vancouver is a paradise. It makes a lot of sense. And I guess they figured since I came here now, hey, you know, let's go there. Morenci's there. Does it really matter where the hub city is? I don't know. It does and it doesn't. I guess it'll be pretty cool. We'll go out to the sport bar and watch the games that are being, you know, taking place. The arena is like literally right behind me, but not like we can go. But Vancouver is a great spot as a hub city. All right, let's. I think we're going to Edmonton right now, right? Mohammed, do we have Mohammed Yang? Is Mohammed ready to rock? Mohammed?
How's it going, Gabe?
What's going on, Mohammed?
Not too much, Gabe. It's a real pleasure to call in here and talk to you. Yang thought I was giving him a fake name.
Why? Yeah, with Muhammad.
He
should talk.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't think he expected. Yeah, he didn't. I don't think I sounded like a Muhammad, so he didn't believe me.
Well, listen, Yang has a concussion now. I think we didn't even get to this, but Yang had a little incident on his scooter in New York City. And, of course, Yang actually crashed. You can't make this up. It's a true story. Yang actually crashed on a scooter in Dallas right on the grassy knoll. Like, he fell and wiped out, like, on a scooter right where the Kennedy stuff happened. And the other night, word of no lie, I think Yang might have had a few too many. And what was the deal, Yang? You had an incident, you on a sidewalk, and the sidewalk won, essentially.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, man. I had a little bit of too much, and, you know, I was having fun on my scooter. I had it out there, you know, group of friends, we were having fun. And I tried to show off and, like, try to jump the curb, man, and missed time my jump. And,
Yang tried to jump a curb on his scooter. Didn't work out well. Ended up face planting pretty good, so he's a little rattled right now. A little rattled. None of us. That's what's going on here.
No worries. I had no issues with Yang. Yang seems like a stand-up guy. So
doing a great job. So what
no
do you
hard
think?
Feelings for Yang.
Hey, Muhammad, man. There was no offense taken, man. But I've had callers calling on, and they tell me one name, and then They say and reveal another name, so I was just checking with you, buddy.
Oh, I know, I know. Yeah, no problem. You're just doing your due diligence. No worries, buddy.
All right, so listen, Mohammed. Edmonton was in the mix.
Yeah.
Edmonton was in the mix. Had great ice in Edmonton. Great facilities, right? They have the hotels. Like, you know, Edmonton, I know, and the premier of Alberta really campaigned hard to do it. Ultimately, it looks like Vancouver is going to win out in the end. And I think that just wins out because of more of the amenities and stuff, right? Because it's not just guys like, oh, yeah, they're going to be living in a hotel like every day. They can't do that. Like, these guys are millionaires and they plan golf outings and like they can go like boating and stuff like that on their off day. They can go play golf. They can go boating, sort of like a sense of normalcy for their lives a little bit. And I think that was what it came down to. BC just had more places to spread teams out where they could golf, where they could do this, where they could do that at the resorts in which they stay. But it's not confirmed yet, Mohammed, but that's the word I hear right now that even Edmonton is hearing that. Yeah, we didn't get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know like the downtown core here in Edmonton has really transformed over the last few years, obviously the Ice District and a new arena. And there's a lot of new like high end type hotels downtown now that are actually a few connected to the arena. But I was reading something, I think it was today or yesterday, that still obviously Vancouver has just a few more amenities and just a little bit. They just have more to work with, a few more resources. So, I mean, like you were just saying, I don't think it really matters at the end of the day. Nobody can go to the games. I think it's more about the players. Wherever they're going to feel more comfortable, I think that's where it should be. And
that's
I know my
thing,
cousin,
Mohammed, right?
Brendan Gallagher, he lives in Vancouver.
Yeah.
He lives in Vancouver. And he has made no plans to leave. So I think that this has been in the pipeline for a while that Vancouver was ultimately going to end up getting it. He's still there golfing every day and everything. So I think I think it's the right choice because the players have to be comfortable.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mohammed. And we got to get out of here, Mohammed. But don't be a stranger, Mohammed. It was great. Great to hear from you. I see you on Twitter. It's great to hear your voice. Don't be a stranger. But that's the thing, Mohammed, that the players in the NHL here, guys, it's not like the NHL just tells them. Like, they've been they're working together on this. Like Mohammed said, they don't want the players going to somewhere they don't want to go. Like, the players are basically deciding. I think the players decided, Vancouver is where we'll go. As we talked about, nothing against Edmonton, but there's a lot more golf courses. They go boating, fishing, and there's a lot of other stuff out here. Phone calls now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi. Bet your rage, 844-843-6879. We've got a NASCAR race that we'll get to. We'll give you our picks for this race. FanDuel's got some interesting props up. Top three finish, top 10 finish, winning manufacturer, group betting, car number of winner, grid position of winner. Get on a grid. So a lot of options over at FanDuel for this this race. Right now, Chase Elliott is plus 800 to win the race. Plus 800. I've got two guys here, guys, that I'm going to be taking. I'm going to take Brad Keselowski at plus 850 and Denny Hamlin at 10 to 1. I'm going to win. One of these two guys is going to win this race. I feel confident. I like it. Keselowski, plus 850. Denny Hamlin, 10 to 1. I'm just going to take two. Maybe, you know, do you really take a third guy? You know, can't bet everybody. But those are the two guys that I like the most. And, you know, I don't mind, you know, Blaney is sort of like DeChambeau right now. Blaney is just money when it comes to these props. But the books are on to this. Look, FanDuel right now, Blaney, top three finish, plus 300 only. So Blaney, top 10 finish is minus 125. And when you consider that they reduce the throttle, you know, it's a restrictor plate, but they change a restrictor to a spacer, and it reduces the air and all that type of stuff. But anyways, you know, Talladega and Daytona are more sort of random races than the average race. They're very random, but at the same point in time, the same guys always seem to win. So it's random, but it isn't random. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's random. You might win. You might finish 38th, but it seems like the guys that might win seem to win more often than not. Like Denny Hamlin wins a lot of these plate races. Keselowski wins a lot of these races as well. So we'll get into that, and we'll hammer that down. We've got some EPL soccer on the board. MLS soccer set to come back in a couple of weeks. That's going to be pretty cool. Madness set to come back, like right now. Madness, parts unknown, steps up and in. A little Sunday night, just like the old days. See, you know, like the loudest station in the nation in the old days, Sunday nights with Madness. What's up, Madness?
Don't you dare be sour and clap for the two-time cage call champ and feel the wrath and distraction of the Madness power. What's ripping, Twinkies? We're coming coast to coast like butter and toast. The pimps, the gamblers, the hustlers, the gangsters, the mobsters, the lobsters, the freaks, the geeks, the witches, the witches, the hookers, the strippers, transgenders, bender fenders, and everyone in between. And grandma don't give no jail. The money gets divided. The women get excited. You, Gabriel Morenzi, and me, cause you have a smoke, then that's no joke. Hip hop to the hippie, can't stop to the boogie to the beat. I'm Curtis Flow. Now you know, because all of you twinkies, you blow. Last Friday night on the Freak Show, on the chat room, you Sooner Lisa from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tornado Alley, I wanna be your cowboy. You be my cowgirl. Howdy, I took a stab at the great one. Quoting, man is naked, and that's scary. Why? I've turned you on all of a sudden, like a magnet, baby. After 3 days and three nights of 40 degrees Celsius at 105 Fahrenheit, steamy hot, maybe I've lost a couple of inches. I'm sweating like a pig, and I don't know how to cool off. If you know how, get in the chat room or in the Twitter, and let's rock and roll. You know, come on the Twitter sooner, Lisa. I have the red carpet. I rolled the red carpet for you, and candlelight and soft music, and a taste of the bubbly, my hot buttercup. Don't be scared. Just because my voice sounds old, I'm not old. I'll be my normal self, and you'll find the real manners under the cover. I'm funny. No sports. We'll cuddle and huddle. It'll be, give us a chance to get to know one another. I'll rub your temples, you rub mine. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. After all, sooner, Lisa, I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me. I'll bang your ass left and right, babe. You're gonna go sky high with the great one. Why? Because I am the killer. I give killer massages, then you sleep like a baby. Anyway. Did you know that you go to the Trump rally? Wow, that sucked your balls, baby. Out of $19 in the arena, only $6,000. You went there drunk. You had a lot of coronas, got drunk. Then what? You got close to your racist
president? No, she didn't go. All right, Madness. All right, we kept waiting for you for the closeout.
The closeout is this, baby. Because, after all, you know, he grabbed you by the... My name is not Sister Lucy Goosey, baby. Feel the
madness.
Feel the power. Swear. Feel the madness.
Poor Yang. All right, Yang. You got some editing to do, Yang. We knew it was going down that road. I could tell. I was like, all right. Yeah, pull the plug. It was quite the serenade, though, actually. But yeah, sorry, Yang. Madness just added like 15. What's that going to take you? About 15? How long does it take you, Yang? 15 minutes? 10 minutes? 20? 15? 10?
I'm going to upload the audio and stuff like that. But, Madness, so now, he's going to be on timeout, buddy. He in the penalty box right now.
Yeah, because that's like the third time you've had to do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, even the last time I told him, remember when he first jumped on, I was like, hey, guy, you know, no cursing. And he's like, yeah, nah, no worry. And then he jumped on and was like, yeah, nah, nah, bleep, 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 bleep. So, yeah, I mean, he did it to me again today, man. So, he's going to be in the penalty box, man. He's going to, you know, we'll probably get a call from him on Wednesday or Thursday, man.
Yeah, he's got it. I can live with that. I can live with that.
Yeah, he's got to sense himself a little bit. Take some of them words and flush it down the toilet, buddy. Can't do it on the show.
All right, so this is one of the reasons why we're sort of live to tape, though, Yang, right? Like, this is, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Yang. Our apologies. So, hey, listen, Yang's been doing a great job over the last, this show's been rolling. And the only problem is, like, when things like that happen, then it's like, oh, man. Got to edit this and edit that and, like, got to beep this guy. And this is what happens, man. You take calls in the middle of the night. Like, it's a recipe for disaster. Poor Lisa is traumatized right now. Lisa's, like, traumatized. We're all traumatized. Madness is, like, sleeping naked every night because it's too hot. The crazy thing is, Yang, he didn't say anything the president didn't say. That's how crazy it is that we have to still censor him.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, buddy. But it's all right. Yeah, I know. You know?
That's the crazy. That's the buddy. That's it. Yeah. All right. I don't even know if we should go to any more calls right now after that. We should have stayed long. Muhammad was a nice guy. Muhammad was nice and calm and normal, talking about sports.
Yeah, he didn't get offended. I was like, you know, I had to be sure, like, hey, buddy, you're not telling me some name and then, like, you know, you're going to get on air and then say you somebody else. Because somebody did that not too long ago. He's like, I'm from Nova Scotia. And I'm like, oh, man, here we go, buddy.
Yang's never heard of Nova Scotia before. Yeah, JN Report says, that's a red card for Madness. That's a straight red card. That's a red card right there.
Red card, 5-minute major.
I did crack up though when Madness dropped the what's up mobsters and lobsters. That's pretty. That wasn't bad. Right there. All right. So we've got the NASCAR race, but this is just angering and depressing to even see this story. That, like, we even have to, like, there's some stuff that I don't want to justify. Like, basically, some jackass, like, was flying stuff, like, flying flags over the race today and stuff. And I'm not going to justify that. Screw you. Like, don't give these people attention. That's what they want. But I'm in shock right now. And this is seriously disturbing. NASCAR says a noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega. A noose was found in a garage stall of Bubba Wallace at Talladega in Lincoln, Alabama on Sunday, less than 2 weeks after Wallace, who was NASCAR's only black driver, successfully pushed the stock car racing series to ban a Confederate flag. Late in the afternoon, NASCAR was made aware that a noose was found in a garage stall of the 43 team. We are angry and outraged and cannot state strongly enough how seriously we take this heinous act. NASCAR says in a statement, we have launched an immediate investigation. We'll do everything we can to identify the person responsible and eliminate them from the sport. As we have stated unequivocally, there is no place for racism in NASCAR, and this act only strengthens our resolve to make the sport open and welcoming to all. Wallace never saw it. ESPN's Marty Smith reported it was first seen by a member of Wallace's team who immediately brought it to the attention of NASCAR. NASCAR told Fox Sports that it's going to work with law enforcement. Wallace says in a statement that he's incredibly saddened by this incident. Today's despicable act of racism and hatred leaves me incredibly saddened and serves as a painful reminder of how much further we have to go as a society and how persistent we must be in the fight against racism. Over the last several weeks, I've been overwhelmed by the support from people across the NASCAR industry, including other drivers and team members in the garage. Together, our sport has made a commitment to driving real change and champion a community that is accepting and welcoming of everyone. Like, this isn't in a stance, man. This is in his garage. So you needed access to get there because there's no fans allowed. So you needed sheer access to get in there. There has to be camp. They have to figure out who did this and ban them from the sport. And charge them criminal with a hate crime.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsRidge, late night. I am Renzi. Get on a grid at SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com, at SportsGrid on Twitter. You can get all of our links. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at SportsRage on Twitter.com, at SportsRage. So we're just talking about this very, very ugly incident that has just taken place earlier in the day on Sunday, late Sunday afternoon. It came to NASCAR's attention that somebody put a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage area. And listen, that's a private limited space area, all right? Now, NASCAR generally has, and the racing industry is much more open to fans than a lot of other industries. Anyone who's been to a race knows this, right? Like, basically, if you've been to a Champ Car race before, you can go in the garage before. Like, you pay extra for pit access. You can cruise around and take pictures of the car in the garage. And same with NASCAR, VIPs and contest winners, etc. There's normally a million people back there. There's nobody back there now. All right? There's nobody back there. Like, the fans that are there, they're not even fans. They're like NFL players, Fox TV executives, first responders, cops, paramedics. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not usual people there, and they're not getting into the garage area. They're not allowed, right? They're all isolated. Like they take it seriously. So the garage area is closed. It's limited access. The only people that would be allowed in the garage area would be people that have passes that work on teams. They're very stringent with it, guys. They're only allowed like 16 people, like, and you know what I mean? Like, each and every person that is there would be accounted for and on a list that he was supposed to be there. Number two. We are talking about billions of dollars in product. All right? And I don't care if there's no fans or not. They just don't have, come on, guys. Think of the computer systems, the equipment, the cars. Like, imagine the amount of money that 43 NASCARs and all their gear is worth. You know what I mean? They're not just like, all right, guys, we're good. There's no one here. We're not locking it up. There's no cameras. Dude, it's a racetrack, bro. There's cameras everywhere there. Don't tell me there's not cameras in the garage areas. There's cameras watching stuff. There's cameras watching the cameras. There's too much money there. They're not just going to like, oh, yeah, we're good. It's all safe. And we're just going to leave everything without any security and without any cameras. As if. As if. So, you know, the thing is, it's Alabama. And, you know, this is an embarrassment for Alabama, and it's not fair to the people of Alabama. You know, because even me, you know, like, look, this isn't going to happen, you know, didn't happen at Homestead in Florida, did it? No. I don't think this would happen at Sonoma in California, would it? No. Right? So is anyone surprised? Like, oh, yeah, of course. Oh, Alabama. Yeah. All right. And like I said, some jackass flew a Confederate flag. They actually paid to fly a Confederate flag over the track today. They shouldn't let them do that. They should say it's restricted airspace. But like I said, you know, how aggressive are law enforcement in Alabama taking this? It's, you know, it's embarrassing. It's saddening. It's embarrassing. It's enraging. It's 2020, man. It's like, really? It's 2020, and we're talking about nooses being found in a guy, the only black driver's garage, really? Like, this is where we're at right now. And you know what? NASCAR deserves credit for being proactive about this. They deserve credit, but, you know, now it's pretty clear. Look, the backlash happens. Like I said, I'll be very skeptical if they don't find out who did this. They have to know. There's too many cameras. There's too much money there. There's too much security around, even without fans. It's not like it's not, you know what I mean? There has to be a way to find out who did this. Is it I don't know. I don't know. Is it a member? It's not a driver. It's not a driver. Like, does anyone amongst us here tuning in right now on Twitter at Sports Rage or in our live chat, does anyone believe that this is a driver? No. I don't believe it's a driver. It's not a driver. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Johnson, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what a shock. It's, you know, like a driver. It's not a driver. So is it a crew member? Even these crew member guys, they're pretty big time. You know what I mean? They're making, like, big money and stuff. You know, like, it's not like a crew member wouldn't be that stupid. Yeah, a crew, dude. Kyle Larson got fired, guys. Kyle Larson dropped a couple of, like, some bad language on a video game when they were iRacing this year before they came back. They fired him, bro. They kicked him out of NASCAR. Like, if you're a crew member, you know. If they kick Kyle Larson out, they're going to kick me out. Right? Like, they kicked out a young star driver. They'll kick me out. I'm just a stupid pit guy. I'm just a crew member. They're going to kick me out. Like, and ban me for life from the sport. I'm not doing this. So, process of elimination, I don't believe it's a driver. It's not a driver. I don't even believe it's another crew member. That's just, I think that's preposterous as well. So, therefore, I would say, if I'm law enforcement, all right, you know, you talk around. It's like an episode of, like, Columbo or something. You got to go down to the garage and talk to everyone. All right, who doesn't like Bubba the most here? Right? You got to go down the list here and speak. All right, which team is actually the racist team that you guys know is racist that no one else knows? Like, you know, you got to ask them all the real questions, you know. But through process of elimination, to me, it wouldn't be a driver. It wouldn't be another team. Another team's not doing that. And so to me, it's a worker at the racetrack. It's a worker at the racetrack. It's somebody that works at the racetrack, Talladega. That's what it'll be. It'll be someone that works there that obviously has access. And it's just some jackass. He ain't going to get barred by NASCAR. He's going to get fired or whatever. But there's no way that there's not cameras. Like, this story took a couple hours to break. This story took a couple hours to break after the fact, right? So we're just sort of, you know, finding about this now, but it's not a good look for Alabama. It's not a good look for NASCAR. NASCAR doesn't deserve this. They're trying to do the right thing. Man, 2020 is just annoying, isn't it? Now, I talked about this last week about the Washington Redskins name. And about how the NFL can pretend like and say, oh, we're not racist and we don't condone any of this stuff, but we're not going to change the Redskins name. I think that's very hypocritical. Yet there's a story now, guys. There's a story now. And you know, when we talk about name changes, about, all right, when does it end? You know what I mean? Like when does it end? And in Texas, there was an editorial in the local newspaper saying that the Texas Rangers should change their name because the Rangers name is offensive. And I'm thinking, you know what? Whatever, man. The Redskins are a hell of a lot worse, all right? like the Rangers. The Rangers. Yeah, so basically they want the Rangers name change. And the Texas Rangers said no, point blank. They didn't even hesitate. They said, we're not changing our name. They said, our name's not offensive, all right? We're not changing our name. It's not an offensive name. Yeah, the local editorial in the newspaper basically states that since the Rangers are named after the law enforcement Rangers, Texas State Rangers, you know. So they're named after for law enforcement. Texas Rangers have no plans to change their team name following a column this week saying the franchise should cut any link to law enforcement. The Texas Rangers say, well, we may have originally taken our name from the law enforcement agency. Since 1971, the Texas Rangers Baseball Club has forged its own independent identity. The Texas Rangers Baseball Club stands for equality. We condemn racism, bigotry, and discrimination in all forms. An article published on Thursday by Chicago Tribune columnist Steve Chapman, he's not even in Texas, says that the Texas Rangers Law Enforcement Agency has a history of violence against Hispanic and Black communities. It may be argued that the team name honors the current agency, not the worst elements of its history, but without the history and the legends, the franchise would not have adopted the name. No one would ever name a Major League Baseball team the police or the highway patrol. Now, I'm going to have to say that this is pretty freaking ridiculous. As you know, and I stand for changing the Washington Redskins name. I think the Washington Redskins name needs to be changed immediately. And I would demand it if I was a National Football League, but they're not going to because they don't care, right? They don't care. Like they're only like, you know, pro Kaepernick and pro all this like Black Lives Matter stuff now because it's trendy now. They don't have a choice, but they're not, you know what I mean? No one's forcing them. No one's forcing them. Like it would be the right thing to do to change the Redskins name. And I think George Kurtz brought it up. George Kurtz had a good point in which he stated there's not enough First Nations and like natives to get mad to really like make enough noise about it. So like the NFL has to do it on their own. Sort of like NASCAR did with a Confederate flag. Nobody was telling them to do it. They did it on their own, right? They did it on their own. But the Texas Rangers, like, is anyone offended? Oh, like, when I hear the Texas Rangers, I don't think about, like, what, you think about Chuck Norris arresting someone, kicking someone in the face? You can change it. What about the New York Rangers then? Well, you know, where does it end? Like, really, Rangers? Come on. So, no. I stand with the Texas Rangers. No, we're not changing our name. All right? We're not changing our name, all right? The Texas Rangers. I like the fact that the Rangers basically state, like, dude, we're our own team. It's the name of a baseball team, guys. Like, chill out, all right? You're going to change the Minnesota Twins name? Or Twins, that's offensive. It's offensive to triplets, man. It's offensive to triplets. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night winding down. Scott Wetzel stepping up and in the early morning hours on the grid in these same very radio stations. Bagels and Bad Beats, 5 a.m. Eastern time. So great program tonight. A lot of fun. Got the week started. A little Sunday night sports talk. We'll keep it rolling. Ricky Sanders going to step up and in on Monday's show. Ricky's great. Part of the Daily Roto Sports Grid crew. But Ricky's one of the best DFS players in America. He just won $50,000 last week or 2 weeks ago on Korean baseball. 50,000 Korean DFS. He's also betting on a Korean league. And whatever, Ricky's just a smart guy. Good better, good, great DFS player. And funny dude as well. So we look forward to Ricky Sanders joining us on the program. Ugliness in a NASCAR world. You know, Bubba Wallace, like, really, dude? This is what the guy's got to deal with now? This is what the guy's got to deal with. And, you know, good for NASCAR as well. You know, a lot of people said, oh, well, NASCAR should have done this a long time ago. Whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Better late than never. And no one was forcing them to do it. That's the whole thing. That's what it was impressive about NASCAR doing this. It wasn't like there were a bunch of people protesting outside NASCAR events saying, oh, you removed the flag. You know what I mean? No, they did it themselves. They said, this has to go. Like, we're doing this. And I like how they did it. They didn't argue about it. They didn't even tell anyone they were going to do it. They just did it. Like, they did it overnight. And they said, oh, by the way, oh, yeah, yeah, we banned it, right? Like, starting now. Like, the NFL should do that. Just overnight. Bang, oh, yeah, by the way, it's now the Washington Bravehearts, all right? That's the name that Daniel Snyder actually copyrighted. He said, over my dead body, we'll never change the name. They'll never change the name as it is now. But even though he said that, he actually did file a patent and copyright on the Washington Bravehearts. That's what the name, I think, tentatively would be if they did change the Washington Football Club's name. All right, so as far as the race is concerned, we're on Brad Keselowski and we're on Denny Hamlin. Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin. Keselowski plus 850, Hamlin 10-1. Other than that, you're on your own. May the winners be yours. Later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.